Thank you for calling the NEC help team. This is Emmanuel on a recorded call. Hello there.
Hello, this is Dominic. I have the VM Paul. She wishes to file a claim for the NEC. Can you take it from here?
Absolutely. Hi there, Damiana. It's Emmanuel on a recorded call. So I understand you're looking to see if you can participate in the settlement, right?
Yes.
Okay. And
I'm sorry, that's my son.
That's okay. And just to confirm, you haven't started a claim with any other firm yet. You haven't signed anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
I have not.
And it's your son who has the necrotizing intercolitis disease?
Yes.
Okay. Poor little guy.
Yes.
It's Halloween, though. Don't cry, buddy. And then let's start with his date of birth.
April 15th, 2023.
Okay, and he was born premature, was he?
Yes, at 34 weeks.
34 weeks, okay.
Guess I'm in.
And about what date was he diagnosed?
Could you stop? April 29th, 2023.
Okay, so he was diagnosed of about after 7 days from being fed the formula, right?
That's about like 2 weeks.
Yep, okay, so over 7 days. Perfect, thank you for confirming that. And let me go to this next part here. And what kind of ongoing issues have you observed? Does he have like gastrointestinal or bowel conditions, intestinal.
Yeah, and I noticed that he still like vomits a lot.
Oh wow. Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. Let me select that button here, and then I will find the address of the facility that he was diagnosed and born at. I just need to know the name and the city it's in.
Northwestern Memorial Hospital. It's in Chicago.
Chicago, okay. And he was born, I'm sorry, he was diagnosed without having left the hospital, is that correct?
I can't really hear you. My son making so much noise. I'm so sorry.
So he was diagnosed at the hospital without leaving, correct?
Like, yes.
Because he was born at 34 weeks, did they put him in the NICU right away? And
yes, he was in the NICU right now.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you for confirming that. And by chance, do you recall the doctor's name?
You talking about the one who diagnosed him?
Uh-huh.
His name is Dr. Andrew Pelick. A-N-D-R-E-W, Pelick, P-E-L-E-C-H.
Perfect. I
see. Could you be good, please?
So let me.
Could you please be good? Stand up. Could you stand up? Why you want to give me a hard time? Every time I get on the phone, you always do this. Thank you.
Well, see, he's being good. And then let me put Northwestern.
Let me get. Want some more?
And then let me go back up to this part here. So he was diagnosed at the hospital, you said 34 weeks. So let me click that. And then do you remember the brand of the formula that he had?
Similac Pro Advanced.
Similac, okay. And you're filing as the mother. So let me put.
Yes.
And then you're both U.S. residents, are you?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Can you please stop?
Yeah. And then he's about a year old, so let me put that.
Yes.
And then is there any other child that you know of that may have had the NEC or just him?
No, not that I know of.
Okay. And then
could you please stop?
And then can you confirm his gender?
He's a male.
Thank you. And then spell out his name as it shows on his birth certificate.
The whole name?
Uh-huh.
J-A-L-E-A-N. Jalen Kamarion. C-A-M-A-R-I-E-O-N. Little L-I-T-T-L-E. Junior.
So he's a junior. Let me put that there. And so you said Jalene, J-A-apostrophe-L-E-A-N, and it's a lowercase L or uppercase?
It's a lowercase L.
Okay. And then spell out his middle name one more time, please. C-A?
C-A-M-A-R-I-E-O-N.
E-O-N. Okay, there you go. And then little. Okay, perfect. And then I have you, your name spelled D-A-V-Y-A-N-N-A, and then last name Powell,
yes.
P-O-W-E-L-L. Now, will his birth
yes.
certificate show your name with a middle name or middle initial?
My middle name? I don't think it'll say my middle name.
No, okay.
I could double check though.
Yeah, if you have his birth certificate.
Yeah,
right there,
it do have my middle name. Take that out.
Okay. What's your middle
it's
name?
L-E-A-N-N-E.
L-E-A-N-N-E, Leanne. Okay. Perfect. Let me add that in there. And then this is your cell phone, is it? 312-978-9308?
Yes.
Okay. And then I have your email as your first and last name, the number 12 at gmail.com, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then what's your current mailing address?
810-810 West Grace, G-R-A-C-E, Street, Apartment 2607. Chicago, Illinois, 60613.
Okay. And then you said apartment number
2607.
Oh, 2607. Okay, 2607. Let me put that.
Yes.
In. Perfect. Thank you for confirming that. And then let me add details here. And then bear with me, a lot of the info you give me already, it wants it in different places, and it'd be easier if it just, like, if you put it in one place, it would put it in all of them, but it doesn't, so I have to put them in
it's
again.
It's fine. It's really, it's no rush.
And then, I don't think this one applies to you, I just have to ask, are you aware of any custody or parenting-related issues of abuse, neglect, loss of custody, or no?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
Okay, and then did you experience any of the following issues during your pregnancy? Tobacco use, illicit drug use, hypersensitive disease, placental insufficiency, HIV, AIDS, or delayed cord clamping, or no?
No.
Okay. And then he was born in Illinois, so let me click that. And then the NICU dates we have from birth at 4:15. What date were you guys discharged? Was it 30 days, 45 days, 60 days from the NICU?
30 days.
Okay.
I was discharged after 3 days after I had him, but he was in the NICU, so he had to stay in there for a while.
Got it. Perfect. Thank you for confirming that. And then do you remember what he weighed?
He weighed 3 pounds at birth.
3 pounds, okay. Let me put that there. And then for the formula, did they start giving it to him right away at birth?
Yes.
Okay. And then
right
when,
at birth. As soon as I gave it to him, they started giving it to him.
And then when did they stop giving him?
Oh. April 29th, the day he was diagnosed.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for confirming that. And then he wasn't fed breast milk, or was he?
No, not at all.
Okay.
What's wrong?
And then obviously he was fed in the hospital, as you mentioned. So do you recall which of the following symptoms he had after drinking the cow-based milk formula? There's low body temperature, green vomit, apnea, hypotension, bradycardia, swollen red or tender belly,
Yes, he was
comorbidities.
vomiting and he had like the body temperature, like he was getting fever.
Okay.
But you stop, please.
Did he have diarrhea or dark bloody stool?
Yeah, he had bloody stool as well.
Okay,
Could you
thank you
please
for
stop?
confirming that.
I'm trying to get you dressed, please.
And then, do you recall the kind of treatment they gave him? Was he given antibiotics, blood transfusion, assisted ventilation, Penrose drain, a laparotomy, ostomy surgery,
They
PICC
gave him
line?
antibiotics and they also was giving him like extra oxygen through a nasal cannula.
Okay.
Stop. Could you stop?
And then he would have been last treated before you guys were discharged, right? From the NICU?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. He had got his surgery on April 30th.
Okay. Oh, so it would have been okay. So I'll put April 30th. Perfect. And then I already got the other info. So then we're just about done. Two more sections here. This one just asks if you want to put an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. And typically they'll only be contacted if we're not able to get a hold of you for an extended period. Do you want to put one or no?
You don't have to.
Okay, let me put NA.
It's just us.
And then do you know the last four of his social?
Yes. The last four of his social is 8259.
And then I have you as a parent and legal guardian, so let's get your date of birth.
December 2nd, 2002.
2002. And then the last four of your social.
2455.
Okay. I'm gonna send you an automated text message through DocuSign. It's gonna come text and email. You can open it up either way. And it's
Okay.
spinning right now, so give it a quick minute. Okay.
Hey, I just received it.
Now I can't see what's on your screen, so if you're not sure what to tap, just kind of read out what you see and then I'll do my best to guide you. But obviously you're young and probably tech savvy, so let me know if you can keep it up.
Okay. Says, okay, agree to electronic signature. Just asking my signature. Son, could you please act right now, please?
Maybe dreaming, but maybe one of these days you won't even want to see.
Well, maybe, but let's not get carried away.
I just completed it.
Oh wow, okay. Let me refresh this, make sure it's in my system. And then yep, you're all set. So in about 2 weeks or so, you should get a call from the firm directly. They're just gonna introduce themselves, double check my work, make sure I didn't make any spelling errors or anything like that. And then they'll put you in their system. But other than that, I hope you guys have a fun and safe Halloween, okay?
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay.